Hi, I'm Rob, host of a Win-Win Marketing Podcast.
And I'm Rachel, moonlighting as the co-host of a Win-Win Marketing Podcast.
Moonlighting is the word. You did say, Rach, that you were threatening to take over the podcast, and I think we're actually beginning to see that come into fruition.
Yeah, well, yesterday your team actually called me the host and you the co-host, so what? That is devastating for you.
Yeah.
It was before you showed up,
so. I'm just an accessory to my own podcast now.
You're here just to do the legwork.
Profoundly disappointing, yeah. So, as we're recording this, it's the tail end of day one. Rach, how's your day been? Has it been particularly hectic, busy?
It's been exciting. A day of firsts. I've been doing the podcast with you.
Well, that's not a first.
Yeah, that's true. That's now my new thing. But no, that was really cool to do it in person. And then I had a session about the new AWIN platform.
Yes. How did that go down?
It went well. Yeah. The sessions have been good. The event space is really cool. I feel like everyone's had really great feedback. So
yeah.
It's nice to have everyone in one room.
Yeah. What did you make of the keynote this morning?
I thought it was great. I think it was a really exciting way to kick the day off. And then I thought Mike from Liquid Death was just like so refreshing from like a
good
brand. So hydrating. Yeah. No, I think the story is really cool. The fact that they use entertainment for their marketing and for their branding, I don't think anyone really thinks of doing that.
Yeah. It's definitely an unorthodox approach, but it seems to be working pretty well for them.
So first on the agenda was our opening keynote by AWIN's leadership team.
Yeah, that's right. And that story was effectively AWIN talking about the massive platform upgrades that we've done, the big investments in the Americas, the share of sale migration, which I know you were a big part of. That was a big part of your life.
Passion project.
Yeah. And we made a parallel between some of the investments and the foundations that AWIN has on its platform with Chicago, the city where we're located right now, because Chicago had this great history of being this place that the Great Fire of 1871 raised the city to the ground, and they rebuilt the whole city on new foundations, and that led the way to the Chicago School of Architecture, skyscrapers, people like Frank Lloyd Wright. And we just used that as a bit of a vehicle for then talking about the way that the AWIN platform has been massively upgraded. It has these solid foundations, and now our customers have this actual place to go and build really creative, interesting partnerships.
My name is Chris Morgan from Salt Lake City, Utah. I think a lot of people in this room know very well the story of ShareASale and the troubles that they went through, but also transitioning it under one brand. And I feel like they touched on it, but there's gotta be a much, much larger story and probably a really good story to tell about the transition and the migration of the AWIN brand under the ShareASale brand as well. But that amalgamation, I think we're seeing it now. This is a really well-attended event.
There is a larger story to be told.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that it was something that was a huge priority for us. I think we always knew that we wanted everybody under one platform. I think that was really important for us. We saw the value in what that would bring, and we invested a lot in doing so. There were obviously, it came with challenges, but I think when you look at the overall story, like moving 10,000 advertisers, so many different publishers. I think Adam touched on this in the opening speech, but to be able to do it while still running live campaigns, actively like running revenue through the platform, I think it's a huge undertaking, and I think it was a huge success. And I think we took the best of both platforms. We kind of learned from what worked really well on ShareASale, and now we're kind of improving upon that on AWIN. And then to Adam's point, all of these brands that have moved from ShareASale to AWIN, they're kind of growing at a much faster rate than they were on ShareASale, which obviously shows it was the right decision and a great investment.
Yeah, the proof was in the pudding there.
Yeah.
So that's a phrase here, right?
Yeah, I mean, for older people.
So So next up was Mike Cesario's keynote. What did you make of it, Rach?
I thought it was really interesting. I personally didn't know much about Liquid Death before.
You haven't drunk it before at all?
You know what? I have, and I've seen it being featured with comedians and honestly huge celebrity names, but hearing the story behind how the brand got there and how they can actually use all of these celebrities, but they do it in a very unique way. Mm. They're not paying the normal price to work with these partners because they're thinking about those deals in different ways. Yeah. And they've marketed themselves or branded themselves in such a way that the talent comes to them.
Yeah.
And they almost have the talent funding
their
brand, which is incredible.
They're like a classic. You always hear it in marketing circles about the value of zagging when your competitors are zigging.
Zigging.
And that's...
I think it's flipped.
Is it?
I think it's...
Do we zig now?
You're zigging and we're zagging?
All right.
I don't know.
Which way round is it?
I don't know. We should skip an hour.
I'm Sarah Biscoe-Blay. I'm from Michigan, heart and soul here in Chicago, I would say. What was really interesting about the Liquid Death conversation specifically was just around attention and that concept of entertainment and needing to keep attention. And I think that's going to be key with the younger generation specifically, where they've grown up to know that they're always being sold to, I guess, through social media and whatever else. So it's different from previous generations where you're trying to build kind of trust and loyalty and that kind of thing. And that is what keeps it sticky. And I think with the next generation, it's going to be much more about that attention span, you know, and it's kind of rented, not earned, I guess. And so how do brands stay ahead of that and snappy and fun and shareable, like you were sharing? I thought it was really interesting.
My name's Charlotte Wilkinson. I'm from Denver, Colorado. Another thing that I thought was really cool was around the content that they're curating, it being provocative, it being around like humor, something that's funny, but also understanding your audience and what they find funny. So I think it kind of ties into the, you have to be testing, you have to be a little bit risky, whether it's financial or trying different things like with the content that you're putting out there. So it's like buying into that piece of, okay, A-B testing and seeing what truly works. So yeah, I loved it. And I also feel like my humor aligns with Liquid Death. So it gets me. I fully recognize the brand and I actually use it myself. So yeah, it was cool. I loved it.
I mean, I think Sarah's take on the concept of using entertainment as the marketing, it was like the key theme.
Mm.
And I think that is where they're winning. Mike also shared they're now like the most followed drink beverage brand, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, after Red Bull.
Yeah.
Who does a very similar approach where it's like extreme,
like sports
and, extreme sports and things that people are really interested in watching.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it also ties into what we're talking about in this space with influencers and content creators, because we're not traditionally, like, we are scrolling through so much, but the influencers you care about are the ones that you're listening to and you're watching their content.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a similar, kind of a similar message of like, how do you work with the right influencers that have the right audience for your brand that are going to give you the time of day?
Yeah. I mean, that seemed to come up again and again in conversations, both that we just heard and obviously across the rest of the conference itself, this whole notion of attention, the attention economy. Yeah. Like, I like that concept that Sarah mentioned about rented attention span, which I haven't heard before. But this idea of like, you know, your ads are going to potentially, for a temporary moment, rent that attention and hopefully engage with the brand and what they're trying to tell you. Yeah. But to Mike's point, and the whole sentiment behind his presentation was, you can't just be selling something. You have to entertain people. You have to give them something before they're actually going to give you their attention, because that's the one valuable commodity that they have.
Yeah, that's a good point, because he said, like, really anything could be copied.
Yeah.
But the one thing you can't copy is the brand that you're creating.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she doesn't like to drink Liquid Death. She likes to call it Liquid Love. So part of me wanted to give him a little bit of critical feedback from the 8-year-old demographic that he hasn't tapped into yet. But no, I love the story of Liquid Death, and it's really interesting.
For an 8-year-old to call it Liquid Love is totally appropriate. If I start calling it Liquid Love, that's not appropriate.
That's not a good look for you. But interestingly, this ties to... So Mike made it a point that they have so many different products, but their unique selling point is that everything is under the Liquid Death name.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have Liquid Death, I think it was iced tea, Liquid Death, now energy drinks.
But like soda water or some sort.
So I don't know if he'd be open to Liquid Love.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, that is very much off-brand.
Punk enough.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's more like a hippie alternative, Liquid Love.
We could start Liquid Love.
Yeah. Okay.
Too much?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to day one of our Think Tank miniseries.
And we'll see you back here tomorrow for day two. Same time, same place.
Rob, before we go, what are you wearing to the gala tonight?
None of your business.
So you've packed your best t-shirt?
Yes, I'm wearing my best t-shirt.
We'll report back tomorrow.